Six Music.
Six Music.
Right now, it's Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
Debut single in May 1966 from the 13th Floor Elevators, one of the bona fide classics of early psych and garage rock. It didn't do very well, apparently, because of poor distribution and the fact that the band was prevented from touring because they were on parole for possession of marijuana. Rock and roll, eh? The 13th Floor Elevators and You're Gonna Miss Me, getting us underway on the Freak Zone for tonight. Thanks for joining me. I'm Stuart McConey, and I'm glad that you've made the time to be here with me for what have we got this week? Some radical Algerian 60s psych rock, the Two Richards, Dawson and Skelton, electric guitar quartets, Brazilian Tropicalia based around mystic alchemical texts, a bumper edition of Reading Your Letters, horror prog from Birmingham in Italy, and a classic text of glitchy dub as our featured album. We'll come back to that in a moment. The brilliant Richard Wildman and Carvis Torabi, individually brilliant, have wonderfully collaborated on a new record called Heaven's Sun. And from it, this is Particles of Light.
I am the hangman, burnt your hooves. I am the ticking clock inside. Come to life. Look in my astro-magnetic mind. Here in my astro-magnetic mind. Look in my astro-magnetic mind. Here in my astro.
Wonder rain. Let
Here in my astro-magnetic mind. Look in my astro-magnetic mind. Here in my astro. Primeiros seres terrestres, pois nós herdamos uma herança cósmica.
Oh.
Rolling Stones say it's the sixth best Brazilian album of all time. The 11th album by Jorge Ben, Tabuja des Esmeralda, which apparently showcases his interest in theosophy, mysticism, and mainly alchemy. It incorporates drawings from the secret work of Nicholas Flamel, the great alchemist. Although when people say great alchemist, it didn't work, though, did it? Anyway, no. Errare Humanum Est from Jorge Ben, and before it from the new album Heaven's Son, a collaboration between two brilliant musicians in their own right, Carlos Tarabi and Richard Wildman, who've got together, and that track was called Particles of Light. So welcome again to the Freak Zone. As I said, a bumper edition of Reading Your Letters a bit later, and I'll tell you how you can send me things, correspondence and music then. But let's introduce our featured album for the week. Each week on the Freak Zone we have a featured album that we dip into quite extensively, and this week it's the second album of the late 90s trilogy by Pole, or I guess maybe Perle, as it's a German musician. It's the artistic name of Stefan Bethke, born in Düsseldorf, and he took his name Pole, if we're going to say that, from the Waldorf 4-pole filter and a piece of electronic music kit, which he accidentally dropped and broke in 1996. Though the filter was now no longer appropriate for his DJ work in its damaged state, he found the strange hissing and popping noises it now made for interesting sounds, and he began using these sounds of the broken filter in his music, and that's why there's some of the best early Glitch records, what became known as Glitch. There's always been, in Bethke's work, though, as much dub, I think, as Glitch, and that's why we've picked my favourite of those early albums, just 1, 2, 3 and R, which are like an intentional trilogy and then a collection of remixes. I like number 2 the best because it is the dubbiest of them all. And although he says that the influence was simply less hidden in number 2, but, quote, it was intended from the first record but became more obvious on the second and then on the third one. Well, it's a great record. From Pole 2, this is Strike. We'll be right back. Striped from the second album of that initial trilogy, the brilliant trilogy, by Pole Stefan Betka. And it's our featured album for tonight. Some people call it Dubtronica. I don't know what you want to call it, kids. It's all just music to us. And what's the great Duke Ellington once said when he was asked about folk music? He said, all music is folk music because I sure ain't heard no horse singing it. And with that in mind, let's move on to the new single from the US poet, musician, artist and educator Moor Mother. She's just released a deluxe version of her Jazz Codes album of last year with some brand new tracks on it, including this, the new single, We Got the Jazz.
We got the jazz, we got the jazz, we got the jazz. Jazz, but no chips, just project housing, concrete valley pits, all bodies, power, durability, shapeshift from all to the all. Remind me of my old man, I order from the top rope, Jimmy Flock. But he a dead clock, lost in time, lost his mind, got it back onto the dice game. He was mine's favorite swinging, till he heard the voice of Billie Holiday singing, haunting, swing low, sweet chariot, strings true. And this is right after he was winning, right after the barrel stopped spinning, he was done. Just to get in position, my rage still in all weather. Bland jazz, now I want none of they chicken. I'd rather starve, holes in my leather. Rubber bands holding my socks together. My rainy singing black dust blues. This can't be forever. This a hell we ain't never seen or smelt before. Pay-per-view cage match. I might gon' lose their head, lose their bread. Betting after them, they don't know who the winning team. American dream, dream team. But we ain't winning no medals. But we ain't about to settle. But we ain't about to stand for no national anthem. I don't care what they trying to say. I don't care if Francis Scott King or Eric Clapton or Elton John wrote that. I'm back in this. This is jazz, man. When we was swinging, they couldn't even stand that attention. I don't care who wrote that. Kitchen cooking for the church grandmother tradition. See, he was hard bop, but now he Brian need no silence. He was lost in nonsense. He ain't want no smoke, no violence. See, I'm soaking wet, but I will never forget this.
We heard from her last week ahead of what will be an exciting first UK performance at the Supersonic Festival, where we will be later in the year. That's from His Happiness Shall Come First, Even Though We Are Suffering, and Verbanda. And before it, Moor Mother, new We Got the Jazz, is a new single. In 2020, the Norwegian duo of Inga Weatherhead Breistein on saxophone and John Derek Bishop, I would think the Derek there maybe to avoid any confusion with the Scouse comedian and TV personality and Panto regular, they performed a series of five concerts in five separate churches along the west coast of their native Norway. John Derek Bishop put in the live sampling with the saxophone. From that has arrived a new album called Row, with several of the pieces on it and several new pieces as well, including this, the title track. Derek Bishop and Inga Weatherhead Breistein. Great new record out from them called Rø, I imagine it will be, as it's Norwegian, and that was the title track. The new single by the great Amsterdam-based Turkish psych ensemble Altin Gun, after the Six Music News.
Six Music. BBC Radio, Six Music.
BBC News at 8:30, this is Anthony Birchley. Millions of votes are being counted in Turkey in an election that could end Recep Tayyip Erdogan's 20 years in power. The presidential battle has been one of the fiercest in years, with a strong challenge from his main opponent, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. If neither candidate can secure a majority, there'll be a runoff. Our Middle East correspondent Anna Foster is in the city of Adana and says the result is too close to call.
It's impossible to tell right now. If you take one message away, it is just wait and see. Things are very, very tight. And of course, it's also worth mentioning as well that this may well not be wrapped up in the next few hours, because one of these candidates, in order to be the next president, has to take more than 50% of the vote.
The Ukrainian president Volodymyr Zelensky has suggested that Russian forces could be defeated this year. He was speaking during a visit to Germany, where he thanked the country's chancellor for a new package of military aid worth more than £2 billion. Mr. Zelensky is in France tonight for a meeting with President Macron. One of the strongest storms to hit the Bay of Bengal in recent years, Cyclone Marka, has flooded parts of Myanmar, cutting communications and destroying buildings. The city of Sitwe is said to be seriously flooded. The BBC's forecaster Stav Danaos says many communities in the region are low-lying, making them vulnerable.
These storms produce a surge, so you can imagine with huge waves, very strong wind, torrential rain and the surge, it ploughs into the low-lying areas and can inundate them far worse than it can do for cliffside coastlines.
Rural and county councils across England say they've seen a significant rise in overweight adults, with almost two-thirds of over 18s in these areas deemed overweight or obese. Analysis from the County Councils Network suggests an increase in more than a million overweight adults in county and rural areas since 2015. Incoming flights were suspended at Gatwick Airport for nearly an hour earlier today after reports of a drone near the airfield. 12 planes had to be diverted. An airport spokesman said passenger safety was the absolute priority. Football and the Women's FA Cup was won by Chelsea for the third year in a row. Sam Kerr scored the only goal against Manchester United in front of a sell-out Wembley crowd. The Chelsea manager, Emma Hayes, wasn't overly impressed with her side's performance.
First half, I think we was there to be won for Man United. We looked sluggish, we turned the ball over, slow to do almost anything we'd set out to do. So half-time came, a moment for us to reset. And then the finishers came from the bench, and I thought the second half, that's where we won the game, with a moment of brilliance from Pernille Harder and Sam Kerr.
And Arsenal's 3-0 home defeat to Brighton has all but ended their hopes of winning the Premier League. Manchester City, who beat relegation-threatened Everton 3-0, need just one more win to retain the title. That's Six Music News. Your next update is at 9:30.
BBC Radio.
Music.
The new album Asks is Altin Gun kind of turning away from the more electronic sound of the last couple of records and getting back into the Anatolian psych folk rock of their first couple of albums, which I absolutely love. The new album's called Ask, and that's the new single from it, Su Sizoyor, from Altin Gun. Stuart McConey here with The Freak Zone on BBC Six Music. We'll round up your correspondence in reading your letters after another track from Pole's second album from 1999, the middle album of that initial trilogy of great Dubtronica records, Pole and Farren.
I'm gonna go get some more.
That's Farin by Pole. And there will be another track, a final selection from the second Pole album from 1999 at the end of the show, or towards the end of the show. But right now it's time for this. Reading Your Letters, where we dip into our bulging poach bag, both virtual and actual. Hi, Stuart and crew, says Nigel Rogers in Sheffield. I wanted to thank you for playing some Mark Hollis from his solo album a couple of months back. You can get in touch whenever you like. We don't care. We often only round up your letters every couple of weeks, so it's fine. I'd never heard this album before. I love Talk Talk, but after your show, I played the complete album on my wonderful surround sound system and was so stunned and moved when I heard the complete record, I actually cried during a few of the tracks, and I've never actually cried to music before. Thank you for sharing this. This is a wonderful show. Thank you for all involved in Make the Freak Zone happen. Well, that's very sweet of you, Nigel. Thank you so much. I won't keep going in the gushing praise elements of your letters, but they're very appreciated. Yes, John Kidger. This is sweet. I just heard a couple you talked about on your show had to sell their man LPs in order to go on honeymoon. What did they sell? I've got a couple of albums they can have. Says John Kidger. What a nice guy you are, John. Well, it was Tim Box and wife Anne who had to flog their man records in 1977 to go for a weekend away in the Lake District for their honeymoon. So that is very sweet. I can put you in touch if you want, and I will definitely play some Man next week on the show as a little celebration of this glorious reach out across the Freak Zone community. Dear Stuart and Freak Zone team, this is Rob Milner, who's the manager at Oxfam Music and Books in Southampton. We were talking about Stockhausen the other week, and I was at a performance of his in Boone. We've stumbled across a most curious find in the Oxfam Music Shop. With the legacy donation from the actor John Bird was a draft script for Glem. This must have been something that Bird worked on with Stockhausen. And at the end, there's this delightful doodle by Stockhausen himself, and he's attached the picture. Maybe I'll tweet this when the show goes out now. We're determined for the item to go on display publicly rather than be sold privately, so we're seeking guidance about how best to do this. Well, if anyone's got any guidance they want us to pass on to Rob in Oxfam in Southampton, we will do this. Oh, Uzi listening wanted to say to me, well done for lifting us from the... And thank you for lifting us from the seventh ring of obscurity. Our Spotify playlist jumped immeasurably after your indulgence. I played a track from Uzi listening, who I think were the people who came to me at the Martin McLoon gig and said, free jazz from Rottenstall, or words to that effect. Anyway, for a band that makes its living annoying people by not playing Mustang Sally, I hear where you're coming from. This is a massive leap forward. We are forever your servants. I'm not sure you want to say that, Uzi listening. The Heavy Special was enjoyed last week by a lot of you. David Owen says, King Crimson, heavier than uranium, louder than Concord. Great start. That's David Owen, former Foreign Secretary, wasn't he? I'm joking, of course. Paul Finlow Bates says, wow, that hit the spot. Jim Brady in Glasgow said, from the opening bars of King Crimson's Red, this is shaping up to be one of your best shows ever. For context, partners Shona and I are having a lovely drive up the southwest coast of Scotland, heading on to Glasgow, and she suggested I share this view with you to let you know it timed perfectly by that piece by the Russian composer and the glorious view of Ailsa Craig backlit by the setting sun. Producer Danielle and I were very jealous of you with that picture. Well done. Thank you, Jim. You had a lovely trip there. The Russian composer, Jim, that you speak of was Galina Ustvolskaya, who I absolutely love. And Miles Headley, who says, carry on freaking, says, bowled over by last night's show, especially the astounding track by Galina Ustvolskaya. The eerie male reciter she uses brought to mind a wonderful track called Searching for Young Godot, from an album, I don't know this, Reveries of the Soldier Walker by Nikolai Kodjabashia from Macedonia. Have a listen, says Miles. I reckon you'll love it. I'll certainly check that out. I'll make a note of that. These are on the Heavy Special. Next week, for Slow Sunday, we're doing a Sweetness and Light Special. Music that's kind of dreamy for a spring evening, and we hope interesting, but beautiful, and maybe more sweet and luminous than the Heavy Special. We're glad you enjoyed that. The George and Yoko Special, a lot of you enjoyed that as well, when we celebrated Yoko's 90th and what would have been George's 80th. Christopher from Cologne enjoyed it. Keen listener. And you played my track As Lazy Comet the other week as well. Gareth Williams said, listening back to the Manchester Special, is Trumpton Right by Half Man Half Biscuit the basis of the Wimple Winch track you played? Could be. And Elizabeth Barker liked the experimental Manchester show recently. Says Elizabeth says, wondered if you've come across Birmingham's Is I Cinema before.
They released an EP called Is I Cinema You Are Physics some time ago now, 2010. The two standouts are Innocent X, a song about the work of Francis Bacon, and Apocrypha. Well, seeing as you mention prog horror, we'll have that record Apocrypha in just a moment. If we're going to talk prog horror, we've got to have some Goblin.
We'll be right back.
Is I Cinema from Birmingham, from an EP called Is I Cinema You Are Physics. Hope I've got that right. And Apocrypha is the name of the track. Thank you to Elizabeth Barker for recommending that. And before it, the title track of the music by Goblin to Dario Argento's giallo horror movie, Profondo Rosso. I played some Lawrence Crane just the other week and said he had new music out, one of my favourite contemporary experimental composers. Lawrence has a new piece out on another tomba called Natural World. He says, Juliet Fraser, who sings on these records, first asked me several years ago if I'd write a piece for her. We wanted a long piece. It's turned out even longer than we imagined. I was casting around for what to write about, and then Juliet introduced me to the work of Rachel Carson, the American marine biologist who in the middle of the last century said some extremely important things about what we're doing to the planet. So I wanted to do something about Natural World, but not beat you over the head with a message, more of a reflection on aspects of the subject. This piece, Lawrence was kind enough to send me the long 50-minute piece, sort of into sections, and this is an extract from the piece Seascape.
Agreed upon. Thank you. refer to a seaweed also known as knotted wrack or Norwegian kelp. Disc shell, core.
That's from a new album on Another Tomba. Both those pieces are new on the great Yorkshire experimental label Another Tomba. That's Pauline Oliveros. The album's called Sound Pieces. It's seven works by Pauline Oliveros, played by the brilliant Apartment House Ensemble. That was Horse Sings from Cloud. And also on Another Tomba, a new tranche of releases from them, is this new long piece, Natural World, by the brilliant Lawrence Crane, with vocals by Juliet Fraser. And that was a little extract from a section called Seascape, and I hope you enjoyed it. Richard Dawson, The Ruby Chord, has been his most recent release. It concludes the trilogy that started in 2017 with Peasant, and then 2020. From it, this is The Fool.
Darling, I don't want this to happen anymore.
from the recent album Selling Odyssey, from Richard Skelton, who we've had as a guest on the show before, one of the UK's most prolific and respected impressive experimental musicians. He's been travelling all over the country in recent years. Born, I think, in Lancashire, born near my hometown of Wigan, I think, spent time in that area. His wife, the poet and publisher Autumn Richardson, have lived in the last few years in Cumbria, Fife, Ireland, and now Liddesdale, just over the border in Scotland. And his work reflects his deep-rootedness in sometimes desolate and remote landscape. That's called Albedo, and before it was Richard Dawson and The Fool from his new album, The Ruby Chord. Got a great new record recently on Jazzland, the Norwegian label, from Harald Lassens, who's a big name in the Norwegian music scene. He's a kind of improvising saxophonist, but he's played with all kinds of people, like the American singer-songwriter Cassandra Jenkins, Club Music in Oslo, Young Christiansen on ECM, some straight-ahead pop with Number 4, a band called Number 4, and Susanna Valamrod. His new album's called Balans. It's great. This is Dada Dadida.
Mm-hmm.
Norwegian saxophonist Harald Lassands from his new album Balance, which, even with my rudimentary Norwegian, I think means balance. And that track was called Dada Dadida. How would you fancy some lollipop fantasy? It's coming up after the Six Music News.
Six Music. BBC Radio. Six Music.
BBC News at 9:30. This is Anthony Birchley. Counting is underway in Turkey after millions of people cast their votes in an election that's posed to be the biggest challenge yet to the country's leader of 20 years, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He's facing a stiff challenge from Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, who's been backed by a number of opposition parties. A clear indication of the result is expected in the next few hours. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is meeting his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron in Paris. It's Mr. Zelensky's third visit to a major European power this weekend. Our correspondent in Paris, Hugh Schofield, says Ukraine's leader is trying to shore up support for his country.
I see this a bit like those moments in the Second World War, you know, where there was conferences of leaders ahead of major turning points. Now we have apparently a big moment approaching with the counteroffensive, and it looks like President Zelensky wants to talk to key European leaders in advance of that to make sure that they're on board with the general picture, and of course to solicit more promises of arms.
The most powerful cyclone to hit the Bay of Bengal in more than a decade has destroyed buildings and cut communications across parts of Myanmar. At least five people are reported to have died, but fears for the nearly 1 million Rohingya refugees living in flimsy camps in the region proved unfounded. Professor Saiful Islam, who's a flooding expert from the Bangladesh University of Engineering and Technology, says things could have been much worse.
Bangladesh may be little fortunate that track is not over the mainland in many areas, which is highly densely populated, like Chittagong and others, but still it is an area known for tourists, Cox Bazar, and Rohingya population live in Teknaf and Ukiah. They are also vulnerable.
Labour's considering a package of proposals to expand the voting franchise. No final decisions have been made, but the plans could extend voting in general elections to many EU nationals who are settled in the UK, as well as to 16 and 17-year-olds. The late Queen's appearance with Paddington Bear during celebrations for her Platinum Jubilee has won the Memorable Moment category at the TV BAFTA Awards in London. The Traitors, Bad Sisters, Derry Girls and I Am Ruth all picked up two prizes each. Footballer Manchester City are just one win away from their third consecutive Premier League title. They were 3-0 winners away at Everton before their title rivals Arsenal lost 3-0 at home to Brighton. Arsenal's manager Mikel Arteta says his side's performance wasn't good enough.
Today we have to apologise. We have to apologise to our people, look in the mirror and digest, first of all, individually what we've done today and move on very quickly, because obviously we don't want to keep that feeling for a long time.
And Chelsea's women are celebrating a third FA Cup in as many years after beating Manchester United 1-0. 77,000 fans were packed into Wembley for the final. That's Six Music News for tonight.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
So groovy to know that you're my girl. It would be so groovy, such a beautiful world. It would be so beautiful, it would be so fine, if you were to say to me, I can make you mine. To make you mine all of the time, to tell everyone how you look so way. Can't you see? I want you so bad.
with me. You know how I love you and you are so fine. You make my day to give in that big sun.
Came out originally on Era Records in Los Angeles, or from Los Angeles in 1967. It's been included on Trip On Me, Soft Psych and Sunshine Pop, 1966 to 1969, a new comp, by the Lollipop Fantasy, lost to history now, except that one single, It's a Groovy World. Let's dip for one last time into our featured album, the second album by Stefan Bethke, a.k.a. Pole, or Perla, if you prefer, from his second album. This is Vite. Thank you. I hope you've enjoyed Paul or Perla and their second album and that track back. I don't think during the reading your letters segment, I deigned, so remiss of me, to give you the addresses that you can write to me at. You probably know them already, but just to remind you, stuart.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk, or you can send me stuff to the headquarters of the Freak Zone, which is on the first floor of Dock House, BBC Media City UK, Salford, M50 2LH. Here's a new compilation on Bongo Joe, which is a great comp of the pioneering Algerian band Les Abranis, who I didn't really know at all from the Maghrebi music scene in Algeria. They two young Algerians met in Paris in the mid-1960s. Both were from the Berber people from Algeria's northern regions. Both had escaped the repression that began with the establishment of a new conservative constitution after Algeria's 1962 independence. And they threw themselves into rock and then later prog and then disco. This new album, Amazigh Freedom Rock, is a great compilation of Les Abranis' stuff. This is Id Ed Was. That's Bill Orcutt, multi-tracking himself, formerly of the Miami Noise group, Harry Pussy. He's also played with all kinds of people like Chris Cusano, Free Improv and the like. On this new album, Music for Four Guitars, or the recent album, Music for Four Guitars, he multi-tracks himself into a quartet of electric guitars, and that piece was called At a Distance, and before it, From Algeria, and a great new compilation of the work of Les Abranes, Id Ed Was. That's almost it for the Freak Zone for this week. You may think we've got a bit of time left. We have, because I wanted to play. I listened to this again the other day and really loved this track by Motorpsycho. They've got a new single out too. I'll put that in next week. The album The Tower is one of my favourite albums of this. And this particular track is such a thing of two halves. A beautiful, kind of fairly straight, sort of almost country rock thing to start off with. Maybe a little bit mild for the Freak Zone. But then there's a brilliant, long, groovy, krautrocky style jam that I wanted to get as much as I can in to take us out. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you can join me next week. Bye-bye.